Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight's a big night for Giants and Royals fans as the two teams take the field in Kansas City for Game 1 of the World Series. 10 years ago, last night, it was the Red Sox who earned their ticket to the World Series with an historic come-from-behind victory over the New York Yankees. The win was in the Bronx, but it prompted Red Sox fans to gather by the thousands on the streets around Fenway Park. The impromptu celebration turned tragic when Boston police fired pepper pellets into the crowd, killing a 21-year-old Emerson College student. 10 years on, WBUR's Steve Brown spoke with the student's parents and has this report.
We're still here. Our daughter was ripped away from us, and that breaks up most, okay? We're still here. We're still here.
Rick Snellgrove sums up the past 10 years without his daughter, Tori. Despite the passage of time, the grief still lingers. He and his wife, Diane, met me at a playground built with money from the Tory Fund, a foundation they created in their daughter's memory.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't think of her. You know, it has become, our whole life is different. Things don't mean the same to us that they did before.
Diane Snellgrove remembers her daughter, Tori, a vibrant Emerson College senior with a promising future in broadcast journalism.
There are days I can talk about her and not cry, and there are days that all I do is cry. And still, after 10 years, and honestly, I don't see that it ever changes. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change. Left a big hole in our hearts when she left us.
Victoria Snellgrove was one of thousands of Boston-area college students celebrating the Red Sox win over the New York Yankees. The Sox had been on the brink of elimination, finding themselves down 3-0, only to win the next 4 games and earn their first trip to the World Series in 18 years. In response to the growing crowds outside Fenway Park, police in riot gear and armed with what were supposed to be non-lethal weapons tried to disperse those gathered. An officer fired a pepper spray pellet from one of those weapons, hitting Tori Snellgrove in the eye. She died less than 12 hours later.
When we left that hospital, neither one of us knew how in God's name we even had the energy to say goodbye. That's the most devastating thing. Your parents pass, your grandmothers and grandfathers, people die in wars and stuff like that. And we all have some sort of way built into us to accept that. But when your daughter was out having a nice time with her friends and doing exactly what we told her to do, why did it happen? We know how it happened, but here is a person it shouldn't have happened to.
That night changed life for the Snellgroves. It also changed the methods Boston police utilize when dealing with crowds.
Now we handle crowd with a soft approach.
Boston Police Commissioner William Evans.
We come out, we don't have any of the riot gear on, and we gently move the crowd. We try to engage the crowd, thanking them, try to, you know, high-five them if they want a high-five, and ask them kindly to move along.
Evans says the new approach has been successful, used a number of times, including when dealing with the Occupy Boston movement, and last fall when the Red Sox won the World Series. Still, Evans says police carry the terrible memory of what happened 10 years ago.
We really feel for the Snellgrove family, and, you know, 10 years without our lovely daughter. I know life moves on for a lot of us, but it will never be the same for that family. So, you know, our department, I know, was deeply troubled by that. I think below the surface, we were all hurting that a young lady's life was taken as a result of a mistake by the BPD.
The city of Boston paid the family over $5 million, the largest wrongful death settlement in the city's history. The manufacturer of the pellet gun also settled a lawsuit for an undisclosed amount. Rick and Diane have since used some of the proceeds to start the Tory Fund to carry forward their daughter's spirit and memory.
I don't want people to forget her. I don't want people to forget how she died, that it was a tragic, horrible thing that happened. And I just want people to remember that, remember Tori. This is why a lot of this takes place.
This being a playground at the Gordon W. Mitchell Middle School in East Bridgewater, Tori Snellgrove's alma mater and hometown. It's one of six playgrounds statewide built by the Tori Fund. Principal Andrew Gentile.
It's really made a huge impact in terms of giving kids an opportunity to come out during their recess and during other times of the school day when appropriate to just have a place to play safely.
Gentile says the Tori Fund has helped out in other ways, including quietly paying for field trips for students who might not otherwise afford to go. The Tori Fund also provides scholarships at East Bridgewater High School and at Emerson College. Rick Snellgrove says the fund is a reflection of his daughter.
Tori was a very giving person of whatever she could, basically to enhance the lives of others. And not talking gifts and stuff like that, which of course there were, but she always thought of her friends more than herself. And that's a very, very uncommon thing. Okay, she would do it out to make somebody else happy.
The fund helps Rick and Diane cope with their loss. They also find comfort from their son and two granddaughters. The oldest, Ariana, was only one when Tori died. Despite the tragedy, Rick and Diane Snellgrove do not appear bitter, and they hold no animosity toward the police.
I know it was an accident. Unfortunately, things happen, and she was just at the wrong place and in the wrong time.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.